It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel
941. Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. We are in a wind advisory until this evening. It's pretty gusty out there. Sunshine and a high of 45 expected for today. Wednesday, we're looking at sunshine, but cooler. Only getting up to about 35 right now. 41 degrees. It's 6:05. Here are your news headlines. Well, Governor Pete Ricketts has unveiled a proposed scholarship program. It's called the Nebraska Talent Scholarships Program, and it was announced yesterday, and it would provide $4,000 of annual scholarships for students in certain majors at not only the University of Nebraska, but the three state colleges and the six community colleges.
Huh.
So what it would be focusing on is they want to focus on the idea to increase the number of professionals specializing in engineering, math, computer information systems, things of that nature. So okay. 250 scholarships for the university, another 250 for state colleges in the first year at the total cost of about $2 million. And then that would double.
And then get people to stick around, right? With that,
yes.
With what you do, and then get a job and stay put in Nebraska.
Yeah, the idea of, you know, we have, what have you called it, Jeff? The brain?
The brain drain. Yeah.
Yes.
Big problems everywhere with that, you know.
Hopefully this will incentivize people if they go here and they make their connections and network here that they'll want to stay here with their knowledge.
Would you guys stay? I mean, if we had to go back in time and
if you could turn back time.
During 2000, we'll just say 2018-19 with technology the way everything is and... I guess it's hard to say when you know everything that you know now.
If you could jump in a time machine.
I would jump in.
And you're telling me you'd stay put?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I'm sorry, young man. Go west.
No. I would be way far away just doing stuff. That's what I told Colin, the oldest, this summer. I was like, dude, you're going to be a senior here soon in college. You need to, when you get out or whatever in the summer, just get out of here and go travel. Live hard.
I'm sure his mom loved that.
She's like, really?
You should go just pick Mike? Some random band and just follow it. Like hitchhike, do whatever.
Live hard.
Sell what you got to sell to get a ticket to the next town.
Yeah, well.
She's like, stop trying to parent. This is just terrible.
Stop trying to kick him out of the house.
I know.
Live hard.
Yeah, get out, get your stuff and just move out. No, but really, for real, get your stuff.
But so even if you don't get a scholarship, they'll think of those. Those are the areas that we need. Math,
yes.
Engineering, industrial technology, and computer information systems. I mean, regardless, you're going to find a job in those.
There's a big push
areas.
Now in education for STEM. You know, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Like even at the kids level, even in like kindergarten and stuff where the kids were, they are constantly trying to push that because that's the big thing in America. It's like we need more of those engineers, more of those math brains and computer information guys. So we are in government shutdown day 18. President Trump and the Democrats in Congress still at an impasse. There's going to be a primetime televised address from the Oval Office tonight. The president plans to lay out his view of what needs to happen to strengthen the border.
A national address. And I think it's pretty short because they have to put in their request all the networks.
Okay.
So I think he's supposed to be in and out.
All right.
So,
you know, not a super long-winded address.
We haven't heard him talk in a while. Outside of the
He's going to be asking you, the American people, for a wall. I don't know what you can do sitting at home. You're like, okay, I can't give you a wall, buddy.
Like back in the day when everybody wanted your, was it your silver? Or what was it in the war when they wanted your metals?
Silk, sugar,
everything. To make weapons.
That would be interesting if he said that they were going to go around and recycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They raising, have aluminum walls.
Yeah. Raising stuff to build the wall. Well, I think it's not even a wall now tonight. He'll be talking about the a fence.
A little fence, huh? Okay. Maybe a curtain.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All of them. To actually knit our
one
portion of,
those,
of the curtain.
One of those like Japanese, you know, standing where it's like the rice paper. And
yeah.
it's just the wood and the rice to keep you like when you go to sushi restaurants. I mean,
doesn't this sound like the original pitch that you told your wife, which was a flat screen to cover the entire wall in the new man cave?
Oh, geez, yes.
Now by tonight, You're just saying, can we get a little TV in the kitchen?
Just something.
Please.
Something where I can sit and chill. Oh, yeah.
Something. It'll be practical. You'll use it, too. I promise you, you'll use it. It'll be in the kitchen right next to the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go ahead. I'll earmark all your Bravo and the Food Network and all the stuff that you like to watch.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while, maybe let me watch football.
So what time is he? Is it just tonight?
8 o'clock tonight. That's what he tweeted yesterday, that he was going to be addressing the nation at 8 o'clock tonight and focus on what he calls humanitarian and national security crisis. Some good news, though. The White House says that the IRS will give out tax refunds even if the government is shut down when they're due to go out. So during past shutdowns, the IRS accepted tax returns but wouldn't dole out refunds until after the government was funded again. Makes sense. The acting head of the White House Office of Management and Budget says the administration's trying to make the shutdown as painless as possible. A government shutdown, you know, so it's 18 days. We'll see how it goes. Clemson is erasing all doubt about who is the best team in college football. They beat Alabama last night. Oh, that was a whooping. 44-16.
Right out of the, I mean, it was tough. It was, the points they put up in the first quarter were just crazy. I was thinking this is going to be a team of lack of defense, but it turned out to be really good. It was a really good game. Granted, it was really lopsided on one end, but you know what? Clemson, I'm glad.
I didn't see Imagine Dragons at halftime, but I guess people are saying they bombed.
No, you know what, Jeff? That's funny.
The lead singer was sick. He was sick. He's saying he was getting over a cold.
You can tell with his voice a little bit. But Lil Wayne came out. Now, I went online after it to see if what everybody's saying on Twitter. Everybody panned it so bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. I didn't see it, and people are just hating on it.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad, actually. I thought it was, you know, a pretty decent halftime show.
Dan Reynolds tweeted out, got through it with a sinus infection this evening. Oh, thanks for all the love and support.
Yeah.
apparently didn't read all of the Twitter then.
They were hammering them both. Yes. God, that Lil Wayne's weird. He went out there with some grandma fur coat. It was weird. I had to go, who the hell is this guy? Big old sun hat, sunglasses.
Somebody said he looked like Dr. Teeth from The Muppets.
Yes, he did. He absolutely did.
I was like, what's up with Dr. Teeth?
But I didn't mind it too much for some reason. I don't know. Maybe I was just in my glaze of football, just loving the day, loving the night.
Just excited to still be watching football. I know,
but they've been teasing that thing. They've been teasing that thing forever. They've been teasing that halftime forever. So
the big
glad
get.
It's over.
Imagine Dragons, they're huge.
Yeah, they are. So, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Cool postseason moment for Nebraska quarterback Adrian Martinez. He got another honor. The Football Writers Association of America named Martinez as a freshman first team All-American. And he's sharing it with Clemson's quarterback, so that's pretty cool.
That's what people were saying. Could you imagine those two guys? They're both freshmen. Could you imagine them playing high school football last year?
No.
Clemson's quarterback.
They must have just been killing it.
They must have just looked like a giant among little boys.
They're saying that quarterback, what's his name, Trevor Lawrence, is a get like that. A kid like that does not come around often at all. He's like the quarterback of the era. He's a freshman.
Yeah, well, he needs a haircut.
Oh, he does. I saw that.
Oh,
is
his hair long?
Oh, God, long blonde hair.
Check him out.
Oh, it's long, straight vowel. It's terrible, Molly. Immediately,
okay,
you'll be like,
good.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Well, he's only 18 or whatever, so maybe he'll change that dude. Good looking kid. So he shares it with Martinez. Huh?
Yeah, isn't
that
cool?
Good. Yeah, good deal.
I know. So those two are the ones to look for in the coming season. I guess everybody will be, you know, I mean, Nebraska definitely is proving itself to be.
Alabama will be great again next year, and so will Clemson. Nebraska has to catch up, and I think we can, and who knows, man, they've been battling each other way too long.
Who?
Alabama and Clemson.
Oh, it'll be Alabama and Clemson again next year?
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that
you
boring
bet
when
it
it's
will.
The same people
yes.
every
That's why it was big for Clemson to win.
And a big win, yeah.
So fierce rivals Apple and Samsung are teaming up. They're planning to work together in an agreement that would help put iTunes content on smart TVs. Samsung announced, you know, there's that big consumer technology conference going out and going on in Vegas. It started yesterday. And so they said that they will, it will include an iTunes app in their smart TVs. Samsung makes more televisions than any company in the world. Anyone with an iTunes account will then be able to play any content they have purchased on their televisions. So it'll also allow Samsung's voice assistant to play iTunes content. So this is a big get for not only Apple, but Samsung. It's a pretty good mashup. MasterCard is dropping the words MasterCard from its logo. Moving forward, it will now appear as just two intersecting circles of red and yellow with orange in the middle. The move comes as digital payments rise.
What will it be called? I mean, they're sticking with the symbol, but what will you say?
I mean, it's just going to be, the logo is just going to be the symbol. They're saying the idea of card is antiquated as more people pay with their phones, do the digital pay.
Okay.
So they're trying to just sort of keep up with the idea that card, everybody, when everyone sees that logo of the two intersecting circles, everyone knows that that means MasterCard.
Okay.
So they're kind of banking on the fact that they can just
ride. You guys use your Apple Pay or whatever the hell you got on your phone, you know, at the grocery store?
I do not.
I have not used it once either. I'm just not very confident with it.
I see people use it, you know, the tap and pay. I just, there's still something kind of like, I'm just
weird,
not ready to make that jump yet. I know that it's a matter of time. But
well, freak shout is getting closer and closer to the realization that like money doesn't really mean anything.
No, not at all. I mean
what is it? If you really don't get it out now,
right?
What does it mean?
Yeah,
it's just all a game.
Just paper, man. You got a phone. You have to carry
what was that
anymore?
Movie with the credits on your arm with Justin Timberlake?
Time something.
Right. But
yeah.
I mean, how do you know when one day you wave it and just it's gone?
Exactly.
I don't know. It just seems weird.
It does. I'm just
seems can't wrap like you like to imagine that your money is still physically someplace.
In
as
stacks.
Opposed to just being a hack away.
I mean, instead of just numbers.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that kind of concerns me is the idea of, you know, with hacking, somebody could just zero out the system, you know? It's just like, okay, everybody starts at ground zero. You see those movies where it's anarchists, where they're like, we're just going to we're going to hit reset on the whole global economy and everybody starts at zero today. You're like, no.
They go in and they hack and they erase you.
Yes.
And your bosses and everyone's like, well, I know you exist.
You look familiar.
But we can't find you in the system.
You're like, you look familiar.
You've been erased.
Yeah.
It's total recall type of
would
scenario.
You want to be?
Totally erased?
Not totally erased, but I mean, you know. Do you want to move?
What is all this?
You want to start over?
Would you start over if you could? If the moon was made of cheese, would you have a bite, Jeff?
That is a good question. I haven't thought of that.
The better question clearly, would you? Would you leave? Would you start over if you could?
I don't know. No, I like my life, but it'd be fun, wouldn't it? I think. I don't know. Ah, man.
Who doesn't love playing with the mind game of like, what if? What if you took, I mean, what if you, you know, especially having watched Bandersnatch, the idea of choose your own adventure, the idea that you can circle back around, that time's a concept. And
I think at a certain point in your life, like when you're older and you're doing that, it just seems to me
problem.
Like regret.
Sloppy. Yes.
Yep.
I mean, you can take different off ramps. I mean, don't you look back on your life and see the different, like, wow, that was a total fork in the road. And I went this way and everything. And if I'd gone that way.
I think we all do. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty
wild.
But
I thought the interesting thing of the Bandersnatch is that this is the Black Mirror thing that came out over Christmas. They're trying to talk about choose your own adventure. And do you really get to choose? How much choice do you have? Do you think we all kind of get pushed? You make pivotal decisions maybe early in your life, but then I think the most part you're on the water slide.
You are a
you're
mouse
getting pushed.
On a wheel. Yeah.
Well, how much choice do you have when you didn't get to choose the choices, I guess? That was sort of my takeaway. It's like, you know, when there's only two choices presented to you.
Well, you saw it has a little time thing. It just sticks to wherever it's at.
Well, maybe that's all we see is the two choices. Hard and easy, and most people take easy.
Yeah.
Easy. Easy.
I mean,
easy.
Most people avoid hard. Hard are walls, and you turn. You treat it like it's a maze. Well, that was the only way to go. But the deal is everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Well, I'm staying comfortable.
So am I.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Oh, wow.
We'd start over if you could.
I still can't get the idea of, or even the thought of what the moon would taste like. What kind of cheese?
Bavardi.
Oh.
Ooh,
I always thought it was blue.
I like a little bit of pepper jack. I imagine my moon to be
my
made
moon,
of pepper
my
jack.
My moon is made of pepper jack cheese.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Can we go back to the kite store? Your dad had a dream one day of opening up a kite store.
I think my dad was frustrated into, you know, like, yeah. Always dreamed of a side hustle
job. Type deal where you can just relax and you'll be the man behind the counter.
I mean, he had a day job, but he had a regular job. He was a working stiff, but I think he always was jotting down, like, you know,
the ideas and
here's how I'm getting out.
See how fun.
Got a great idea.
Of him as like Michael Keaton in Night Shift, where he's like, feed mayonnaise to tuna, call starfish.
It's like edible garbage. This is Bill.
Exactly.
So I just remember coming back from vacations, and that must have been where the idea spurned. So when we only went on like a couple vacations as a family when we were younger, but I remember one of them we came back. And my dad and my uncle saw water slides for the first time.
Okay.
And for the record, there weren't any in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And they called them flumes.
Okay.
Like we went on a trip on the East Coast and there were water slides down there and they were concrete. They called them flumes.
All right.
And it was just a concrete water slide.
Okay.
And they came back and they're like, I remember them talking about that, being a little kid and them throwing it out there. We should open a water slide in Omaha. And of course, my mom and my aunt being like, you guys are crazy.
You guys are nuts.
And nothing happened with it, obviously. It was just an idea. And then my parents coming back from a trip in Hawaii, my dad was all fascinated with kites. And he brought kites home and gave them to us as gifts. Come on, kids, fly the kites. And then he wanted
to
open a kite store. And these were the kites that you could attach to each other. Have you ever seen those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I was
you can steer them. It comes with two strings, two handles, and they'll spin.
Yes.
And you can do 15 all stacked together.
Because when I was in South Padre, I went into a kite store, right? And I'm talking to this lady. There's no one in the store, by the way. And there's kites, as many as you can see, in this tiny little store. And I said, I think I want to buy a kite. And with the sweet,
she goes,
Wiley,
do you want to buy a kite store? Because you're the first customer to talk to me in a month.
Well, that's what I got after being in there for an hour. Because, I mean, if you're not familiar, you've been to a kite store, it's kind of like you're looking at everything at this point, man. And I asked her, I'm like, well, I feel like I should just get a kite and take it back to Omaha. I don't have never seen kites like this before outside of out of line, and I can touch it. And she goes, well, where are you from? I'm like, from Omaha, Nebraska. She goes, these kites aren't for Omaha. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you couldn't possibly.
She goes, there's wind differences with every kite, and these kites are made for where they're at. And she goes, and I get people, because there was nobody in that store. And she goes, I get people ordering online all the time from different parts of, you know, the country and the world buying kites because they're specifically tailored to different types of wind. I know, I feel like a weirdo.
Where is that?
This is in South Padre.
You should have been like, lady, what do you know about Nebraska? Because we have wind here.
I know.
Right.
That's why they want to put up wind turbines. We're in the wind corridor.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, you don't even have a customer in here. And then whenever we jump by the week we're there, no one is ever there. And so I'm like, how do they make money?
They don't.
She's still busy talking.
That's why kite store wasn't a good idea. And there, in Miley, you are right. There used to be one down in the old market. And I don't know where it is. I think it's a wheat fields now.
Okay.
But it was certainly one of, you know how there's so many of those stores in the old market where you happen to stumble in.
Yeah.
Ding, ding. You walk in and you realize you're the only person
ever been there
who's going to be there all day.
Yeah.
You think there's even no one in the store. And then a gal looks up from her book. Hi.
Hey. Wow, okay, so hi.
You're like, just looking, and then you don't want to be rude and leave immediately, but your brain's going, oh, this place sucks, leave immediately.
I know. I got to get out of here.
You take two steps and act like you're looking for gifts.
Because they had high-end kites there. They had really, like, they had the expensive, you know, we're all used to, at least I was, like, you know, Easter, you get, like, those disposable ones. They're, you know, the Easter bunny leaves you. But these were the ones like fabric, wood, or, you know, the light materials where this was meant to fly and love and refly.
And love. Like
the place that you, these are the kind of kites that are heirloom.
I mean, have your kids ever flown a kite? Is that even a thing anymore?
They love it.
Where'd they fly one at? Was it in Chicago or is it here?
No, we, Chicago, you can't, I mean, you can't really. I mean, you can't, there are places you can go to the beach.
Yeah, a gangbanger will shoot your kite out of the air.
Right. No, when we were camping in the Sandhills this summer, the wind's great out there. We went there. When we've gone to Michigan, they've done that.
And it was it the single string or the double strings?
They had double string. There was a double string one up in the Sandhills. My dad is like a kite guy. Dad and my dad could have opened a kite store together.
Once you go double string, you're like, why were we ever flying kites with one?
You're talking two hands, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The kites that we grew up with, there's just a string in the center.
And you got to run.
Dance.
And somebody's got to throw it up in the air.
And you run
by two, by yourself, you can pretty much launch it. Because with two, when you pull it, it has structure.
Oh, okay. You can hold it in each side. Okay. Makes sense.
You can make them dance. You can make them, you know, skip. You can have them do all sorts of weird little kite tricks if you've got the...
Can you tie like razor blades to them and take down other
kites? So they do kite competitions in Asia, and there used to be the stories where there were fatalities.
Yes.
Because people would put razor blades on them to fly into the string of another kite.
All right. And cut
it. Snap the string. I don't think they're supposed to combat with each other, but they do kite competitions where these are the ones that spin. And in theory, even without a razor blade, if that thing's going at speed and hits somebody, it can...
Oh, it'll probably do some damage, you bet.
But that's just a morbid place to take kite talk.
There's a big kite festival in Chicago in
spring. By the way,
spring.
If you're just tuning in, Tuesday at this time, we do talk kite.
We just love him. Yeah, and I've yet to go just because I just, you know, I don't like people and going outside. But I've a lot of families that I know have gone, and they go to this beach called Montrose Beach, and there's a big hill, and there's an open area, and I mean hundreds. It's cool to see the photos because it's just hundreds and hundreds of kites in the air. I mean, we're so used to seeing like one or two kites, but it's really crazy if you go to one of those kite festivals and you see the... you know, mad press of a million kites in the sky. It's amazing that they don't all get tangled.
This seems like fake news, but if you put it in the Google, here's a BBC story from 2016, and the headline is, Why Flying Kites in India Can Be Deadly.
Look at all of them. It's like a bunch of damn pigeons out there.
It is BBC News reporting it, but the story was, kite flying is a popular sport in India and Pakistan. But it talks about how there were fatalities because people put
razor blades or knives on the end of them.
Yeah, just on the kite strings. Yeah. I don't know why. Again, this is the sad.
What can be deadly from the BBC?
The dark portion of
kite talk.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
All right, celebrity news, Molly. What's up?
Well, it would appear that Jake Gyllenhaal is going after the Bachelor title, much held by Leonardo DiCaprio. He's dating a 22-year-old model.
But isn't he always dating these younger-esque women than his age?
Yeah, he dated like Taylor Swift. Yeah. Yes, I would agree that I think he doesn't necessarily date his age, but a 38-year-old actor dating a 22-year-old French model. Jake Gyllenhaal. That's just...
Models are kind of ageless, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they're like a weird number.
I mean, you're 22, but you look...
And like Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't really age. He looks pretty young.
When's he going to be in something again? It seems like it's been a while.
I don't remember.
He always does those really intense roles.
The last one he was in. When he did that Knight Rider or Knight Driver.
Did that one, and then he did another one where wasn't he like a vet with the PTSD...
Yeah,
I thought he came back and, you know, he always plays these way intense roles where it's just he's got that face that you just want to comfort, I guess.
A
face that needed comforting. Bradley Cooper. So Page Six, the gossip column in The New York Post, they ran a big story on all the behind the scene gossip at the Golden Globes. It was a pretty interesting read, some of the things that were going on, you know, when we're not watching, when in between commercial breaks or in the bathrooms or by the bar. But apparently one of the things that I'm waiting to see if they have video of this was captured was when they announced Bohemian Rhapsody as the movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Bradley Cooper's face just dropped. One Hollywood insider said, Bradley's face dropped faster than my Apple stock. That's what they were saying.
His face drops.
Clearly thought that they had it all sewn up.
I thought he was acting weird at the Globes.
Anyway. I probably wanted to win it. We all thought they were going to win it. They were with our buddy Sam Elliott. How y'all doing? Uh-huh. I didn't realize that he's in A Star Is Born. So Sam Elliott yesterday got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He got the hands and feet imprinted.
About time.
And so those two were with him.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were there for the ceremony as Sam Elliott in front of Man's Chinese Theater.
What takes these people so long to get that done? I guess you get to pay for it. But, you know.
Yeah. Maybe you just finally get to a point in your career. What was interesting is Sam Elliott recut a voiceover for the Jeff Bridges. You know, he got the Cecil B. DeMille Award. He was the guy that was sort of the narrator in The Big Lebowski, and they recut it, it seemed like, to be narrating now Jeff Bridges' career. So it was Sam Elliott with the mustache.
Talking about the dude.
Yeah. That was really...
How great is Sam Elliott? Yeah. And you can tell they love him. Here's what she put on Instagram yesterday. Lady Gaga, she was like so excited to be here for Sam Elliott's hand and footprint ceremony.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
It looks like he's like Lady Gaga's dad.
I remember when we spoke with him and he was just having a moment, so he wasn't very happy. But I can just imagine him being just a good all around dad, grandpa, whatever.
Beef.
That mustache. He's got that great head of hair. Yeah. I love these guys as they age and they still have these just beautiful mops of hair. Like Jeff Bridges still just has great hair. Everyone apparently was talking about the fact that Jeff Bridges are like, I want whatever he's on. I don't know if you watched Jeff Bridges' acceptance speech, but he seemed to be probably
altered,
enjoying
on an edible
something. He was very, hey man, wasn't that far from the dude? Let's just put it that way.
I don't think he really is that far.
I don't think so either. Kevin Hart. Again, apologizing for those tweets from a while back, but saying he still won't host the Oscars. So
he's saying,
as it stands.
He's saying it's too close now. He just doesn't have time to prepare for it, to do it right.
Oh,
and
God,
good
no.
for him. It's like, geez, all right, let's just move on. Get him next year.
It's a monumental task.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he was working on the side, you know, in the hopes that they would circle back around. Yeah, a month and a half, you do not have enough time to get your crew together and write the whole
write
monologue.
Write 10 hacky jokes.
I know, isn't it silly to think that, but it does take a lot, I guess. Rachel Brosnahan, she just got another statue for her role as the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and now we can all watch her as she hosts Saturday Night Live when it comes back on January 19th. So Greta Van Fleet is going to serve as the musical guest. But I think that Rachel Brosnahan's so adorable.
Yeah, she
cute
is.
Cute to see her.
Did you guys caught up on that, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? I think the first season was awesome. Second season, but third season should be good.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Channel 94.1.